countdown begins.
Fresh. You're listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following.
Fresh.
And now, your host, Chris.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to talk about the three value models, the three strategies, if you will, that retail has used to absolutely build some billion-dollar brands, and not just billion-dollar brands, but tons of nine-figure, hundreds of million-dollar brands, also eight-figure million-dollar brands, and of course, seven-figure million-dollar brands, and a lot of other brands out there that we relate to and deal with, even on a local level, that deal with these values, these models, if you will, that understand how a consumer purchases, how a consumer values things when they purchase, what they value, when they value it, and why they value it. They've done the work, they've done the research, and we can learn from it. You know, the plumbing industry is an amazing industry, but oftentimes we have tried to learn from ourselves and we have not looked out into the world to see how the rest of the world did what they did, how the big brands did what they did. If you go back about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I did some episodes on Southwest Airlines and Hilton Hotels and Walmart and all of the big brands and how they poured into their employees, how they built a place worth working for, how they built a movement, so to speak, of not just consumers, but also employees. These are big named brands. Now, what we'll learn from them, we can take and apply into our plumbing business. And the same is true today with what we're going to talk about. Before we get too far into this, I just want to tell you, we've got a brand new website, brand new, revamped, beautiful, refreshed. see what I did there? Website, www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. It's all new. If you think you've seen it, you haven't, go check it out. You need to see it because we've got a lot of offers on there, a lot of things, a lot of tools, a lot of tips. One of those is our ebook. About halfway down our page, you can request the ebook. It delivers instantly now. It's automated and absolutely hassle-free. Also, we have the ability to schedule one-on-ones and all kinds of other cool stuff. Go to theplumbingsalescoach.com and see what we have to offer, because we talk more in depth about the stuff we're talking about today. In fact, in my coaching calls here just this last week, the weeks before that, we've talked about numbers with some of our clients. And these are clients that have brands that are already doing seven figures in some cases or eight figures, and they just didn't know. Or maybe they're trying to get to that level. But the reality is that nothing remains further from the truth to ignore these things. So we've got to deal with that. And this is the deal, folks. There's really three different strategies that we'll see, whether it be the food industry as it relates to retail, whether it be the clothing industry as it relates to retail, whether it be the, I guess, the grocery store or the food industry. I'm not a grocer. I get my first job was I was a bagger at a grocery store. I bagged Ronnie Lott's grandma's groceries. Ronnie Lott was there. He was missing part of his thumb. If you guys follow football, you know that story. The dude's a nut. But yeah, I mean, this was crazy. Crazy epiphany when I understood this idea. And so we have these three different strategies. The first one is what I like to call the convenience store, the convenience strategy. This is like your fast food restaurants, your 7-Elevens, your Sitgos, your Quick Stops, your Quickie Marts, your Grab It and Goes, your whatever they call it in your city. We even have them here in Indianapolis called Get Goes. But it's this idea that you can park in the aisle where they're selling your food, literally three steps from the front door. You can walk in, grab your item within an aisle or two. There's no more than 20 feet of store walking that you have to do it any which way, and you can get to the register pretty quickly and be back in your car within a couple minutes. And you can have your favorite candy bar, you can have your favorite beverage, you can have your favorite coffee, you can have your morning snack. In some cases, these gas station Quickie Marts, convenience stores will sell you food, and then you can go visit the hospital. But these places have all of this stuff under one roof and about a square footage of about two apartments. And this is what we value. I know we value it the most because we pay the most. We'll literally walk into these stores and get the least for our money every time. We do it at fast food restaurants. $8 for a bag of food, it's not worth $8. But the fact we got it in 3 to 4 minutes is what made it worth $8. And this is called convenience. This is called convenience. This is such a big deal. If you understand convenience, this is what people value the most. This is the highest price tag on anything. And I train and teach. I mean, I think we've had a few thousand now clients and the technicians, thousands of technicians. We know that for sure. Hundreds of companies that have come through this program. And it's the same epiphany when we understand this reality. People value convenience. We don't have to raise our prices, but we can create availability in our schedule to make sure that we have room for these people. You know, we don't want to pack out our parking lots at the convenience store. We want to leave front row parking is important at the convenience store. Now, look, if you're one of those thousands of tech that's been in our training program, or maybe you're one of the, I don't even know how many people. I mean, we've got some shows. We were just kind of looking at this earlier today. We've got some shows that have over 20,000, 18,000 views on Facebook. We've got 30-something thousand downloads on our podcast. Now 35,000, 36,000 downloads on our podcast. If you're one of those people, you're a part of the Fresh Force. Like, this is the Fresh Force is people who are advocating for the idea of service over sales. They're advocating for the idea of always be serving. This idea that if we help enough people, the John C. Maxwell way, if we help enough people get where they want to get, we will get where we want to get. We are going to make an impact on our community. We're going to improve our community. We're going to use our gifts, skills, and talents, resources, and we're going to leverage them to help our community, whether you be an owner, whether you be a tech, whether you be a plumber, whether you be a helper, whether you be a CSR, dispatch, admin, it doesn't matter. The same is true whether you're a doctor, lawyer, or anything. The same is true. You should be advocating for your community to be served. You're part of the Fresh Force. Reach out to us. Let us know that you exist. Maybe we'll send you some merchandise. Leave us a review on our Facebook page. Leave us a review. Leave us a review. Point number two, the second model. I call it the grocery store model, the Walmart, Target. It's that middle lane aisle. If you think about the grocery store industry, if you think about groceries, where you can buy bread, where you can buy milk, where you can buy sodas, there's really three different places to buy them. One is a convenience store. We just talked about that. The next one is a grocery store. Think about your local Vons or your local Kroger. Your local Smiths, your Piggly Wigglies. I love that one. Where are you headed? I'm headed down to the Pig Wiggly. I don't even know what that is. Is it like a farm or something? Or the rodeo, when I was a kid, they used to grease up the pigs and you had to, they send all the kids out there so the parents could just laugh. You had to like catch a pig. Kids just sliding off of them. I was one of those kids. Piggly Wiggly. It's where they have the pig chase every week. I don't know what's going on right now. If you're still listening, thank you. The grocery store. This is a different kind of model. You park a little further away from the store. You have to walk a little further deeper into the store to get what you need. And there's a reason why the eggs and the milk are in the back of the store, folks. That's called merchandising. We'll talk about that another time. But grasp this concept, because when you grasp what's going on, you see that grocery is in between convenience. And the last we're going to talk about, convenience is at the highest retail margin possible. Grocery is that retail market value, that middle of the road. That's where I can go buy a Red Bull that normally costs me $3 at the convenience store. I can go now get 12 of them. For maybe $20, $25, it starts to turn into a little bit of a better deal. Maybe now I'm paying $2 a piece, $1.80 a piece. I'm buying things a little bit more in bundled, a little bit more in volume, a little bit more in bulk, and I'm spending a little bit less per thing. I'm spending more money I don't think a lot of people are ringing up $200 worth of groceries at the convenience store. Although our gas is getting there, geez. But at the same time, that is happening at the grocery store. The margins aren't the same, but the grocery store is probably making just as much money as the convenience store, just differently. Some people would never go into the convenience store and buy the $3 candy bar. Some people don't want to drive and get in line and wait at the grocery store. Some people, you need to be available to all people. I'm going to put some application to this at the end. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do this at the end. Exactly how to take these three different strategies and apply all three into your business on every single call so you can maximize every single call. Now listen, this is what we teach in our program. I'm gonna make a pretty strong claim here. We have tons of companies that have their trucks out there averaging $8,000 and $10,000 a truck, converting at 80%, getting five-star reviews. This isn't like some strong arm deal where they're only converting 50% of the time and they're just selling everyone a sewer. That's not the deal. Leaky P-traps turn into garbage disposals. Garbage disposals turn into new faucets. New shutoffs turn into water softeners. We can show you exactly how to do it. Go to our website, get some information from us. Go down and schedule your one-on-one right now. I'm going to show you how to maximize every call. I'm going to show you how to build a company that thrives and creates a massive customer following in a way that not only everyone knows who you are and wants to do business with you, but now all the top professionals, all the people that respect themselves as plumbers want to work for you. Go to www.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Join hundreds of other owners who have been through the program. Go join the tribe. Go join the Fresh Force. Go join the movement, because we will help you create a customer experience that your customers will absolutely demand from other companies based off you setting the bar. You can be an industry leader in your community. Get started right now. Now look, I want to talk about this third point. This is the one that blows my mind. This is probably the one that no one grasps until they go through the program. Then when they grasp it, they're like, oh my gosh, why have I not been doing this my whole life? Now, that's going to stay in the podcast because we don't edit things out. We like to keep it real and authentic. This is not scripted. It's just me and a Red Bull today. Sometimes it's a hot chocolate. Sometimes it's a Monster. Sometimes it's all three. All right, point number three. We call it wholesale. I call it the Costco model, the Price Club model, the Sam's Club model. This is an interesting model to me. This is where people will literally park a mile away. Once they get to the store, they'll stand in line for about 30 minutes so they can buy a membership to shop in the store. After being out about a mile of walking and $50, now they have access to the store. For those that say, no, people don't want to pay a service call fee. People don't want to pay to have someone come out. Look, people always ask me, Chris, service call fee or no service call fee? I'm saying, I don't care, either one. I want to get in the home. I'm not going to put anything in my way. I understand tire kickers. I understand window shoppers. I would have a service call fee to eliminate that, but the service call fee wouldn't be such a hard line stance that I was missing out on opportunities. But Costco proves that people will pay a service call fee. Costco proves that people will pay a call out fee. People will go stand in line and buy a membership so that they can shop. Look, I'm going to buy a membership so that I can then go spend money. And let me tell you something. That membership is not applied to the first order. That doesn't get waived if we buy something. Typically, a service call fee gets waived, right? If they do work. So no excuses on that. They prove that it works. But here's the other thing they prove that works. You can build a billion-dollar industry on selling things wholesale to the end user. What does that mean? What does all this mean? Well, I'll tell you right now. Here's the secret. When you go to the convenience store, and the convenience store is trying, they're applying the Costco model at a higher price. You go in there and you see the Red Bull for $3, then you see the two for $4.50, now it's the three for $5.75. They got that. Now they're rolling three cans of. They can't push four. If I buy four cans of anything at a convenience store, now I'm mentally at the grocery store value model, and I can't pull the trigger to buy it because it's too much. But at the same time, I want to help you understand that Walmart understands the convenience store model. If you go to the coffee filters and you buy coffee filters at Walmart, and that's what you've been doing for the last 5 years from the same Walmart every single time you need them, you're going to go to the coffee filter aisle, look at the 100 different coffee filters they have, and pick your favorite one that you decided that you want. But if you just moved into town last night and it's 11 o'clock and you realize you don't have coffee filters, and your wife looks at you and says, hey, or your husband looked at you and says, hey, if I don't have coffee in the morning, I'm killing you. You're all of a sudden at the Walmart store looking for any coffee filter that's easiest to grab on the coffee aisle, where they only hang one coffee filter, their most profitable one. You get 10 for a 10 bucks, but it's saving the environment. And you just grab that one because it's saving your life. And you grab some coffee to go with it, and you move on about your life in the name of convenience. Both of those places understand that, and Costco has taken it to a whole nother level. They said, hey, look, come in my store and buy 12 rolls of toilet paper at full retail price, and I'll give you 300 more at cost. And so we walk out of there with like looking like a camel with a pallet of toilet paper on our back, trying to get into our I saw a smart car at Costco one time, and I was like, what are they going to do? Like, they must just be picking up their membership to come back later. Because that's all they're going to be able to fit in that thing. Like, you got to buy a keg of Gatorade. That's the smallest size they have. And so it's like, you know, but it's interesting how they've figured this out. And then they have the footlong hot dog. You know, you can go to Costco. You can get a slice of pizza that looks like, have you ever seen the Flintstones when they put the meat in Fred's car at the beginning of the show and the car tips over? That's what the slice of pizza is, basically the size of that. Tips your card over when you try to set it down. Like, it's huge. Everything's oversized at their food marts. They should just call it, we're oversized, you know, extra large food court. Like, everything is oversized. Everything's in bulk. I've got a family of 8 kids, me and my wife. We go there, we buy 2 slices of pizza, and we have leftovers. But billion-dollar industry, man. Stores are popping up everywhere. They're one of the top companies to work for. Did you know that? You stop looking at the plumbing companies that are just booking every call and moving their customers and they're running their lives crazy. Everyone's just wore out at the end of the day. And don't imitate that. Don't duplicate that. Smarter, not harder. There's a better way. Your customers want the better way. You're not a non-for-profit. You're not a business that's driven to serve every call. You're driven to serve every call you commit to. You don't have to commit to every call, but you got to commit to every call you commit to. I hope you grasp that, because when you understand that, just like the airlines, you can't fly last minute and get that discounted airfare. It's too late. They already sold the 20 or 30 seats they had reserved for that discounted airfare. And your schedule should operate this way. Your price book should operate this way. Everything should operate this way. Not just your price book, but your options. Meaning your price book should have an a la carte retail price in there that you can offer your customer. Not based on your operational expenses, not based on what it costs to run your business, but based on what it costs to sell and provide that product. That's how business 101 works. If anyone's telling you to add your operational cost in your price book or anything else, they haven't ever studied anything at the core concept of business. This basically means that if you drive a Ferrari, your water heater is going to be more expensive than the guy that has the Toyota Tundra. That makes no sense to me. The guy that drives the Ferrari needs to sell more water heaters, not water heaters for more. And if you're not understanding that principle, you're taking advantage of your customer. Please understand that. It's frustrating to see that. Red Bull doesn't sell their Red Bulls for $3 because the owner of Red Bull wants a private jet. They sell millions and millions of cans of Red Bull so that he can fly his own private jet. Don't make your money off of one person. make some money off of a lot of people. More importantly, go get good at giving things away in your community because you understand your numbers and you know what you can do and can't do. And someone else didn't tell you what your prices are. You actually went back and figured out where your money was going and then built your price book. Not off your operations. That's in volume. Some of you are unbalanced. You need more than you can even make. So you jack your prices up and then people aren't buying from you because the prices are so expensive. And now you're like, you're caught in this pickle. These value models right here will help you convert on every call. Everybody buys out of one of these three principles. And when you can offer them all three on one call, option one being the 7-Eleven option, option two being the Kroger, the grocery store, Walmart option, option three being the Costco option, option one, they called me out for a broken toilet. Here's one broken toilet repair. Option one at regular price. Option two, we could replace this toilet. We could also replace this toilet in a shutoff. Option three, we could replace all of your toilets because I assume they're probably all 15 years old and this is just the first one to start giving you problems. Or better yet, can we ask a couple questions and find out why the toilet is failing and start to figure out maybe there's some high pressure in the home? And I don't want to lose you, so I'm not going to go too deep into this, but I will say this. I will absolutely stand behind this without a shadow of a doubt. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast, you reach out to us right now and you ask about training, you get in the first month, I will guarantee all of your money back if you don't think it's good the first month. All of it. I don't care what program you get in. Because I know what we're doing here and I know what we're teaching. And the second you start applying these principles, the second everything changes. You start making bigger money and you start getting your life back instantly. Maybe some of you, it's getting your life back first. Some of you, it's making more money first. Money ain't everything, but it's oxygen to a business. And there's oxygen up at the top of Mount Everest, but it's not very... can't do a lot with it. So you might be making revenue, but if it ain't profitable, there's not enough... the oxygen levels ain't right. And you're going to suffocate. And some of you don't even know why. Some of you are just waiting for it to pick back up. Some of you are waiting for it just to get better. But when I look at your numbers and I realize your opportunity and I see where you're at, I'm like, it's never going to get better. You actually have to do something here. Listen, these three pricing models right here, these three value models, these three concepts, the food industry, you got fast food, you got your Chili's, and then you got your fine dining. The cruise industry, the airline industry, everybody understands this. Spirit Airlines exists. Frontier Airlines exists. Allegiant Airlines exists. JetBlue crashed too many times. Look, these are the value players. And then you move into the Southwest, the convenience players, right? Southwest is like, look, just it's all included. It's just one price. You just sit somewhere on the plane. You just get there. It's just all comfortable. It's just all the same. It's all, you know. But they understand pricing when you go to their website, try to fly out tomorrow and see how many options you get versus 5 months from now. You can learn a lot from this stuff, guys, and I hope that you do. I hope this podcast was a blessing to you. I hope that today was something. If you got something out of today's podcast, leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. We read those reviews, and we want to reward our followers, our advocates, our fresh force, the people that are out there advocating for a better way, advocating for service as it was in the 60s and the 50s, back when it mattered. That's what we need to get back to. And we can be the catalyst for change. Guys, I love you. And as always, oh, wait, before I end this, please listen to this one. We got a new series coming. We're going to start having some of our clients come on here and sharing some of their war stories, some of their fire hole stories, the foxhole. When everything was going great till it wasn't, and then it all fell apart, and they fell off the cliff, but then their parachute opened, and they still hit the wall a few times, and they lived, and then they had success. And you can all hear their stories, so you can start going, okay, what's it look like to be successful? Because some of you get caught up in what the world has to say on social media, and they're only showing you the good. They're not showing you the bad, and there's a lot more bad than there's good, but it's worth it if you endure. Guys, I love you, and as always, remember... serve your communities and everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day. Fresh.